Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. We come to part 27 of this iconic series of God's love. And today we're looking in Matthew, the 10th chapter. So if you've got your Bible with you, turn with me to Matthew, the 10th chapter. And we're going to start at verse 26, although I want to concentrate on 29 and 30 and 31. It says this, Jesus is speaking, and he says, "But don't be afraid of those who threaten you. For the time is coming when everything that is covered will be revealed, and all that is secret will be made known to all. What I tell you now in the darkness, shout abroad when daylight comes. What I whisper in your ear, shout from the housetops for all to hear. Don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God, who can destroy both body and soul in hell." And then Jesus says this, "What is the price of two sparrows? One copper coin? But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows." Beloved, there's two things here. God's love for us. God's love clearly demonstrated by Jesus' words of what he's saying. And also, the Lord is talking about fear. So many of us, beloved, are locked in fear. So many of us are scared or frightened of something. One time I was at a church, not that long ago actually, and I said, "If you trust in God, put your hands up." And all these hands shot up in the air, and it was wonderful to see. And then I said these words, I said, "If you're afraid of anything at all, if there is any fear in you at all for anything, and that includes rats and spiders and whatever it is, some people are frightened of clowns, whatever your fear is, if you're frightened of anything at all, stick your hand up." And all these hands shot up. And then I said this, "If you put your hand up twice, put your hand up a third time." And all of these hands shot up. And I said, "Can you now see that on one hand you say you trust Almighty God, yet on the other hand you have fear in your life? Whether it be important or unimportant, there is fear in your life. If you put your hand up twice, you can't possibly trust. If you trust, the fear goes. Imagine a child with his mom and dad. The child happily walks along the road with mom and dad holding both their hands. There's no fear in that child. Why? Because that child has complete and utter trust in Almighty God. That child has complete and utter trust in their parents. Because they're happy, they're smiling, they're in a good place, they're secure because they know mummy and daddy are there. So there's no fear." John's first letter, chapter 4 and verse 18 says, "Perfect love casts out fear." Perfect love casts out fear. And therefore, if you can honestly say that you have a fear in your heart of anything, you need to make it known now. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, as you listen to this broadcast, whether on the repeat, whether on the live show, whether you're listening to this particular broadcast on podcast, it matters not. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just quickly put your hand in the air. If you have fear, put your hand in the air. And I can sense now millions of hands going up all over the place. I can see those hands raising now. If you have your hand in the air, know this. We need to deal with this fear. We need to deal with this fear so that God's love can pour into your heart. Because we know from 1 John, the 4th chapter and verse 18, it says, perfect love casts out fear. So therefore, if there is perfect love in you, there can be no fear in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I'm going to tell you something else as well. When that fear goes, and it is going in a moment, when that fear goes, Satan is going to whisper into your ear. The evil one is going to whisper into your ear and say, that fear hasn't gone really. And you are going to say, go away from me, Satan, in the mighty name of Jesus. That fear has gone in Jesus' name. We are not having this fear. Because if there is fear there, as I've just said to you, God's love can't be present. God's love needs to pour into your heart, and as that love pours into your heart, that fear goes in Jesus' name. Beloved, I'm not making this up. I'm just reading you what is in Scripture. I'm quoting to you what is in Scripture. And we either believe the Bible or we don't. If we don't believe it, what are we doing? But if we do it, and we do believe it, we have to live by it. It's as simple as that. Perfect love casts out fear so that the wondrous, wondrous, wondrous love of God can pour into our hearts. Jesus says, and the very hairs on your head, they're all numbered. The very hairs on your head are numbered. Can you imagine that? Now, some guy who's bald may well say, well, look, I'm bald. I haven't got any hair at all. But there are follicles there where hair can grow. Do you see my point? And every single one of those are counted. They're all numbered. My hair is going little by little. My two brothers are up from Cornwall at the moment visiting me. And it's so great to see them both. And both of them are older than me. And both of them have got a full head of hair. And I think, hang on a minute, that's not fair. But even my hair is counted, as theirs is. Beloved, let's get rid of this fear now in Jesus' name. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Has no matter what that fear is. It could be a serious fear. It could be a small fear. Makes no difference. Whatever the fear is, it is going today, now, in Jesus' name. And I can really sense this. And that's why I'm so excited. Before we do anything else, I want you to name the fear you have, or fears that you have. Name them now. Have you done that? Have you named those fears? You have? Wonderful. Those fears have now been named. You have recognized them. You have named them. Now I am going to pray. Whatever happens, just stay with me on this. Heavenly Father, I want to pray for my beloved who have declared before you now the fear they have. I want to pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that that fear is removed now with your mighty power. Fear now in Jesus' name, be gone. Fear be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And now, Father God, where that fear was, I pray in Jesus' name that you flood that person's life with your love. Let it flow, Lord, like it's never flowed before. I pray this in the wonderful, wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I know you're doing it. I just know you are doing this, and it's awesome. And what a day this is. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it, declares your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you are doing for my beloved brothers and sisters around the globe, right now, at this very moment, in Jesus' mighty name. What I want you to do now, beloved, is when you can, you may well be full of tears right now, but that's wonderful. Whenever you can, I want you to send me an email to studio@worshipradio247.org so my prayer team can pray for you, for your protection. Just say these words: the fear is gone, the love has come. That's it. That's all you've got to say. The fear is gone, the love has come. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.